Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, well, here we go again, having to deal with more of John the Baptizer. Good grief. Fresh from baptizing Jesus as a sinner in the Jordan to preaching another sermon today. Always preaching, you know, can't get them to stop. You know how it is. You get Kuhlman going and he goes on and on. No, it's no wonder then that you like it when Porath from Eagle pinch hits every once in a while because you get a break from me. Now, would you dare or would you care to hear another sermon today? Well, I suppose you would because after all, you're here. And John doesn't disappoint. He's really good. He's faithful to his calling as a preacher. Now, even though he had quite a large desert congregation at First Congregation on the Jordan, his preaching got him into trouble. You remember, he was arrested and jailed and made shorter eventually by a head because he preached it like it is. He got into your grill with both the law and the gospel. He called both political leaders as well as the bigwig church authorities to repentance. He afflicted the arrogant. And he comforted the afflicted. And now today, John steps into the pulpit, perhaps to preach the last sermon that he'll ever preach. It's another remarkable sermon. Is it remarkable because it's so short? Well, no, although I'm sure you'll appreciate its brevity. But the sermon is so magnificent because of its content. The sermon of John unwraps and unpacks the best Christmas present that you received this year. The present that God himself gave to you. Lamb of God is preached. John preaches Christmas gift, Lamb of God Jesus for you. Behold, he says, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's it, sermon over. Well, not quite yet. But John insists on one thing. He's quite bullish about it. Johnny One Note, he is. You know how preachers are. His sermon finishes with a flurry. Now look here, everyone. There's Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior. I told you he was coming, and now here he is, the only begotten Son of God. I baptized him in the Jordan, his ordination, for his Lamb of God's salvation work. There he was empowered by the Holy Spirit at the Jordan for his messianic mission work. I was there. I saw it all. You know, at first I didn't get it. I tried to stop Jesus from his Lamb of God, Christ work. You know, it didn't make sense that he receive a baptism with and for sinners. But at the Jordan River, Jesus began his ministry to take the sin of the world in his body and carry it to the cross. And so now John says, I bear witness to all of you. I'm a nothing. But Jesus, he's everything. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Now, do you think that John will change his sermon the next day? Nope. Not a chance. A day later, John points his disciples to Jesus again and says, look, there's Jesus. He's the Lamb of God, just like I told you. Lamb of God. Lamb of God. What's with that? Well, this is what's up with that. Jesus is the perfect lamb without spot or blemish. So, here's so. Lamb of God Jesus will be sacrificed, his blood shed, his body dead on the altar of the cross. That's Good Friday. There the lamb is roasted in God's red-hot wrath against the world's sin. And then, as the Passover lamb is to be eaten in the sacrament of the altar. Why? Why? I'll tell you why, and I'll piggyback on John. Lamb of God Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for sin. Yours, mine, and the world's. There is no forgiveness without the shedding of blood. And so the divine Lamb, Jesus, bleeds. He is flogged and beaten, and the thorns rip open his head, the spikes driven through his hands and feet, the spear slits open, tears open his side. He gives his life, his divine life, through the shedding of his divine blood. And so John preaches, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And what John preaches, Jesus does. The take away sin job. achieving and winning forgiveness for you in the here and now. Tell me, what have you done? What are your sins? Some of the sins you know, and you know very well. But there are many that you don't know. There are some that you love to do. There are others that you hate. There are sins that you would just love to quit and you want to quit. Sins that you struggle with. Sins that you've done on purpose. Sins that you don't have a clue about. Hurtful sins that you've committed against others. And hurtful sins that have been committed against you. I'm here to tell you today that they're forgiven. Your sins do not condemn you. Why? Here's why. Jesus has taken them all away. They don't belong to you anymore. Your sin, all of it, Jesus claims as his own. Your sin is taken away from you, and your sin is placed on Lamb of God, Jesus. He wraps himself in all your sin as God's servant, God's chosen, suffering, dying servant, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Yeah, Jesus indeed is everything. He is the Savior. It's no wonder then that John preached the way he did, giving away Jesus to sinners, unwrapping the present to give to sinners. And then all of a sudden, John's Lamb of God sermons bear fruit without a mission board, without a mission statement, and without an evangelism committee. The preached word accomplishes the mission for which it was mouthed. Check it out. Sinner Andrew sticks with Jesus. He won't let the Savior out of his sight. And same with you. That's the way it is in the New Testament. So many sinners hanging on to Savior Jesus. Coming out of the blue. Crawling out of the woodwork. Packing his own home to full capacity like it's some sort of Katy Perry concert at Pinnacle Arena. There are those when they can't get in because his house is so packed full of sinners that they have to sawzall the roof at one point to let down the paralytic. Boy, I hope Jesus had some good insurance. Now, the point I'm trying to make is this. When word leaks out or gets preached that Lamb of God Jesus is hanging out, sinners from all over come running to receive his savioring work. After all, Lamb of God, Jesus has more than enough forgiveness for everyone. And so what does Andrew do? He rounds up his brother Simon, Peter, another sinner. Simon, we found the Messiah. He's here, the promised Savior. John's sermon preached him to us. Let's stay with Jesus and let's live off his forgiveness like college students who mooch off their parents, eating them out of house and home and drinking all the Keurig K-Cup packs. And Jesus just loves it because he's there for sinners. God's grace and peace comes to sinners with Lamb of God, Jesus. He takes away the sin of the world. He takes away John's and Andrew's and Simon's and yours. You're forgiven. He's died for you. And you have received one baptism for the remission of your sins. And now all of your lives are lived in Lamb of God's forgiveness, won for you at Good Friday and bestowed on you in your baptisms. At your baptism, the Lord's bidding was followed. Make disciples of all nations. And so you were baptized in the triune name, and you became a disciple too, a follower of Jesus himself, a disciple who trusts only in Jesus for forgiveness and for salvation. Why is that? Well, we better listen to preacher John again. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. What a sermon. I'm very thankful for it. And I hope you are too. In the name of Jesus, amen.